If you're looking for a weekend adventure or a full-on vacation, Iowa has some wonderful destinations. Today, we'll talk about wilderness getaways, fun on the water, and festivals happening all over the state. It's Talk of Iowa from Iowa Public Radio. I'm Charity Nebbe. My guest today is travel writer and author Jennifer Wilson. We'll talk about one of her favorite state parks in southwest Iowa, an overlooked gem. She has recommendations for fun ways to get out on the water, ranging from kayaks to riverboats, an extensive list of fairs and festivals around the state, some great ideas for day trips, and some ideas for what you might want to eat and drink along the way. Join our conversation after the news. It's Talk of Iowa from Iowa Public Radio. Good morning. I'm Charity Nebbe. We've had a gorgeous summer so far, and we have a couple more months to enjoy Iowa in the summertime. Author and travel writer Jennifer Wilson is here today to help us make the most of it. She is the author of Running Away to Home, Our Family's Journey to Croatia. Hello, Jen.
Hey, thanks for having me back.
Welcome back. And we have all kinds of summer destinations to talk about today, but let's start with a state park that you think is seriously overlooked by many Iowans.
I do. You know, people ask me a lot where to go for their summer vacations, and I tell a lot of people to go to this place just because it's the type of place that you think about when you want to go away for a weekend and kind of get lost and have a quiet nature experience. I think a lot of super popular parks get a little crowded on the weekends, especially in the summertime. This place is called Lake of Three Fires State Park. Don't you just love that name?
That is beautiful.
It's named for the council fires of the three Native American tribes that lived around there long ago. It's in southwest Iowa, Taylor County. And, you know, when you think of the landscape, it's sort of this rusty windmill and weather vanes country. It's the type of stuff you think about when you think of a Grant Wood painting, little broke down barns everywhere. And that's just the drive. And, you know, really wide, quiet country blacktop to get here. The park is pretty small. It's a 694-acre park. And in 2004, they had a renovation on their 85-acre lake. So here's the setup that I just really love about Lake of Three Fires. They have pretty little cabins next to the water. And the water itself is really calm. The lake is just gorgeous. And you can really just pull up an overturned bucket and fish off the shore right outside your cabin. It's one of those types of places that's just quiet and relaxing. And it's the sort of camping weekend or outdoor weekend that we think about when we want to just disappear for a little while.
Well, I think a lot of us, when we think about southwestern Iowa, we think of pretty flat, wide open landscapes. This is way down, though, on the Missouri border. What is the landscape like?
You know, it can be pretty hilly around there, and the Lusk Hills are in the general region, but it's just this sort of, you know, I think that the travel writer cliche would be it's, you know, the rolling hills of Iowa in the south, and that's what I find there. I also like how many prairie plants and really beautiful flowers are in the woods you can see blooming throughout the summertime. There's nice birding on the lake as well because there's lots of woods around. You can see some pretty cool birds when you're walking around the lake trails. And there's like 10.5 miles of trail in total around the park itself. So you can really get a good idea of the landscape just by being on it. It's really popular horseback riding park as well. They have a big equestrian area and campsites.
And you mentioned that you can fish from your cabin. So they have cabins? No yurts, but cabins.
No, they actually have cabins. This is a cabin park. And the cabins remind me of kind of Little House on the Prairie cabins. They're just simple. They do overlook the lake. And you really just walk a few steps and you're at the lake. And it's that quiet. I mean, the grass grows right up to the water. It's just a really quiet, nice. I always think of it as grandparents fishing with the kids, you know, and filling up the bucket with a few bullheads is just a lot of fun. The other thing that's cool about Bedford itself, if you go into town, I spend a lot of time on the road in Iowa, and I always love finding places that are serving food that they make themselves, that it didn't come off a truck and it wasn't frozen before it got to you. In Bedford, there's two of those places, which is jackpot. You can eat at the Junction Cafe, which is about 2 miles south of the park. There's a woman named Dottie, who'll probably be your server. It's kind of a Naugahyde joint where the farmers drink coffee in the morning. But you order awesome stuff like tater tot casserole or raspberry fluff, and on Sunday you can get handballs. Wow. Also in Bedford is a place called The Eatery. Bedford has a great little main street. It's kind of a Jesse James style brick main street. And in the eatery, they make a lot of homemade stuff too. Great sandwiches. But my favorite was the buttermilk pie. It's the house special.
Buttermilk, is that like a custard pie?
It's kind of like custard. It's kind of like heaven, really. It was so yummy. I still think of that pie. If I baked, I'd make some.
All right. So that is Lake of Three Fires State Park in southwest Iowa, Taylor County, way, way down by Missouri. And if you have some suggestions for places, overlooked state parks, other destinations, you can join our conversation as well at 866-780-9100. And we're going to get into a conversation here about boats and getting out on the water. So if you have any recommendations for places you love to get out on the water, let us know about those as well. 866-780-9100. You can tweet us at IPR Talk. You can also send email to talkofiowa@iowapublicradio.org, or you can also post on our Facebook page. And you're all about boats this summer.
I'm kind of into boats this summer. A friend of mine got a boat, and he's kind of inspired me to think a little bit about some of the places that you can boat in the state. And since I'm new to it, I'm just kind of poking around. Last weekend, I was in Clear Lake, and they have it's a pretty quiet sort of family-oriented lake up there, but I was just I had so much fun on Clear Lake, and they have just a couple of boat-in restaurants on the lake itself. It's a, like I said, it's a pretty quiet family lake. And we boated around, and we had some great fishing. Now, they've done a huge renovation project on Clear Lake as well. And, I mean, it really lives up to its name again, where it's actually a clear lake. And my kids were commenting on how, when they threw their fishing lures in the water, how far down into the water they could see the lures, which, you know, it doesn't always happen that way in Iowa. So, and my son caught a yellow bass on his first cast. My daughter, Zadie, caught a giant catfish, which she had this combination of excitement and horror. But that was a lot of fun.
And with a lot of lakes, sometimes it's difficult to get close to the water because if people live along the lake, then it's hard to get there if you're a member of the public and you don't have a house on the lake. Are there places to rent along Clear Lake? Are there public beaches?
There are. There are a few state parks along the lake. There's a lot of the area that is in reserve, and I think it's through the I'm not going to remember the name, but it's there's a lot of it's in preservation right now, and so it's all just woods, and it looks fantastic. Iowa Natural Heritage Foundation. But I stayed in yurts on Clear Lake, and you know I'm a yurt fan.
Right.
And so it was in McIntosh Woods State Park. We stayed in the yurts there. And that is right on the water. And you just kind of zip those windows open and you can, you know, it's got a wood floor. I think it's a salvaged wood floor from an old church from Des Moines. But then you unzip your windows and it's like you're in a tent, but you've got a bed and you can hear all the owls going all night long. You can hear the frogs, little peepers out there on the water. It's just a lovely way to spend a weekend.
Wonderful. And were there places to rent boats as well?
Yeah, you can rent boats. And I didn't look into that, though. But, you know, Clear Lake has a fantastic tourism outreach. So you can just kind of get in touch with the Clear Lake tourism folks and they can tell you all the different ways you can boat on the lake. And I'm sure that there's probably callers, too, who can give some recommendations for that, too. It's a really popular lake.
And, of course, I think most of us, when we think about going to a lake in Iowa, the lake that comes to mind first is Okoboji.
Okoboji, yeah, I'm going there next weekend. Well, actually, this coming weekend to teach a memoir writing class at Arts on Grand in Spencer. But we'll be up around the Okoboji area. Now, I haven't spent a ton of time in Okoboji and plan to do so some more this summer. It's a little bit more of a rowdier lake crowd. I think Okoboji parties a little bit more, but it's a gorgeous lake, fun area to be in. If you're looking for the slower lane, I think you go to Clear Lake. If you're looking for sort of a super rowdy fun weekend, you go up to Okoboji. And there's a ton of restaurants on the lake up there, which makes the experience even more exciting.
Right. And you'll find a lot of other people thinking the same thing.
Yeah, right.
All right. How about other places to boat? I mean, obviously we have the Mississippi River. There's a lot of water there.
Well, I absolutely love the Mississippi River in Iowa. I think we've done a great job in preserving, especially in the upper Mississippi area, preserving what the lake or what the river was originally. And there is I fell in love with this river cruise that I did on the Mississippi River. I think it was last summer. It's called the Riverboat Twilight. And it is it's fashioned after an old paddle boat that goes It goes, if you go to the website, it's riverboattwilight.com. You can take a look at it. It's just a very romantic looking boat. And you pick it up in LeClaire, which is where the American Pickers are, you know. You can actually go see their place. And usually they have one or two of the people who are there. But you pick it up in LeClaire, and you get on the boat, you give them all your bags, and all meals, all activities on the boat, and your lodging for this one-night trip are all included. The price is $359. So you pick it up in LeClaire, and they have somebody narrate, the captain of the boat up in the wheelhouse narrates your trip up the river to Dubuque. Now, he'll tell you about the flora and fauna and point out some of the wildlife and talk about the history of the river. Then you get to Dubuque, and you stay at the water park there, and you have dinner, and you get back on the boat in the morning and go back down to LeClaire. It's just a nice little overnight round trip, and it's a lot of fun, and all the meals are on the boat. It was a little older crowd when I took the Riverboat Twilight last year, but we still had a lot of fun, and I took the kids too, and they were really into the bingo and the Mark Twain visit. Yeah, it was awesome.
Wonderful. So a family-friendly trip if you're...
That's right, and it's nice and slow, and you have these big wide decks all around on all three levels of the boat, so you can kind of figure out where you want to sit, and you have your big deck chair, and just watch the river putt by. I mean, it's not like, canoeing and kayaking on the Mississippi is the most intimate way to see it. I kept on thinking, like, for absolutely no effort on my part, someone's feeding me, someone's taking me around. I can really be on the water and really intimate with the river. It's about as close as I felt like I could get to just being, like, on a floating hotel. It was great.
And maybe not everybody indulges in houseboat fantasies at some point in their lives, but I certainly have. I know a lot of other people who have as well. And you can indulge your houseboat fantasies on the Mississippi River, too.
Yeah, there's a place, I think, up around the Marquette-McGregor area called SS Boat Rentals, that you can rent a houseboat on the river itself and kind of putt around there and pull up on some of those little sand beaches and have a picnic and tootle around some of the coastal waters around there. It's a really lovely way to see the river as well. I like canoeing. You get in those little back sloughs, and it's just, you can see, it's almost like it's prehistoric times when you go into these little quieter pockets of the river. There's just so many ways to enjoy it up in north, all along the Mississippi River, I guess, coast for us. There's so many ways to enjoy the river. You should really just give it a try sometime and see what you like the best.
I'm talking with Jennifer Wilson. We're talking about summer travel destinations in Iowa, and you're welcome to join our conversation as well. The number to call is 866-780-9100. You can tweet us at IPR Talk. You can also send email to talkofiowa@iowapublicradio.org. We want to hear about your favorite destinations, maybe some overlooked gems that you love to visit. Give us a call, 866-780-9100. And again, we've been talking about getting out on the water in Iowa. If you have some recommendations for great ways to do that, let us know. This is Talk of Iowa from Iowa Public Radio. It's Talk of Iowa from Iowa Public Radio. I'm Charity Nebbe. Today, my guest is travel writer Jennifer Wilson. We're talking about great Iowa destinations for the summer months. You can find out more about Jennifer and her work at jenniferwilson.com. And we want you to join our conversation as well. Give us a call at 866-780-9100. Tweet us at IPR Talk. Send an email to talkofiowa@iowapublicradio.org. We want to hear about your favorite summer destinations in Iowa, your favorite places to get out on the water. And we're going to be talking about summer festivals as well in just a few minutes. So tell us about your favorite summer festivals, too. Zach is on the line from Ringgold County. Hi, Zach.
Hi, Charity.
Hi. What destination would you like to talk about?
Well, I want to challenge Jennifer if she has ever visited Fogel Lake, Fogel Recreation Area in Diagonal, Iowa.
I have not.
That's one of the better-kept secrets of the state, I believe.
I'm writing it down right now.
Okay, it's a 45-acre lake, small lake, so it's a no-wake lake. But it's great for, like you mentioned, Lake of Three Fires. Mm-hmm. That's just next door to the west. And okay. It's more of that pristine kind of southern Iowa hills, father and son fishing trip kind of a lake.
Oh, that's great.
Cabins, modern campgrounds, and sand volleyball court. and a network of trails and a 3D archery shooting range.
Oh, that's awesome. Is that a place, too, also known for birding as well?
Yes. The DNR manages the park. It's a recreation area for public hunting in the fall when birds are in season. And then also during the year, it's for people. There's the modern campgrounds, like I said, at the camping area, and then there's cabins. And also the probably the crown jewel of it is a old, historic, 100-year-old county bridge that got moved from a road that got closed to the river, and it spans a finger of the lake to connect the network of trails through the park.
Oh, that's amazing. Can you spell the name of that lake for us, so for listeners who want to look that up on the internet to kind of poke around?
F as in Frank, mm-hmm. O-L-G-L-E.
Okay. All right, that sounds like a lot of fun, especially if you're staying in the cabins or in the tents at Lake of Three Fires for a full week. You can look all around that area. I think there are a lot of county nature preserves in places like you're talking, or sounds like this lake as well. Just a lot of good places to go fishing and take a look around.
Right, and it's very close to Taylor County. You're just right next door.
Right.
Yes, that's exactly right.
Well, wonderful. Thank you so much for the suggestion,
Zach.
Thank you.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome to join our conversation as well at 866-780-9100. You can tweet us at IPR Talk. You can also send email to talkofiowa@iowapublicradio.org. And if you want to go canoeing or kayaking, not all of us, of course, have our own canoes or kayaks. Do you have some recommendations for how to figure out where to rent a boat if you're going to be near water and you want to get out and explore?
Yeah, you can go to the Iowa DNR website for starters, and take a look there. They usually have a website. If you go on the iowadnr.gov, they have on the website, you click on recreation and kind of click through to canoeing and kayaking or paddler resources. And it kind of lets you know who's the paddling clubs in the area, what the outfitters are in the area you're looking at. And that kind of helps out. Usually if it's a county park or recreation area, you'll be able to find out on the website if somebody is renting a boat or can help you out. A lot of the operations are small enough that maybe there's somebody around who wants to go out with you. So that's what I found anyway, that it, you know, if you kind of put the word out, I'm going to be in that area, is there anybody that's going to be out canoeing and wants a canoeing partner? That's another way to sort of meet other people who are paddling and to get out on the water.
There's nothing that works up an appetite like camping or canoeing, I don't think. So let's talk about food a little bit.
Let's talk about food. You know, that's my favorite topic. The one place that I still don't hear a lot of people road tripping to, and that surprises me, I was there when it first opened about 6 years ago. It's in Elkader, Iowa, and it's called Shara's Restaurant. Now, the food has, I mean, they have kind of your the Iowa standards. You get tenderloins and burgers and things like that, but they also have a menu items with an Algerian flair to them. Now, there's a reason for that. The town of Elkader is actually named after an Algerian war hero named Emir, I won't be able to say the middle name, El Kadir. And Elkader's sister city is in Mascara, Algeria. How awesome is that? And the proprietor of the place is also of Algerian French descent. He and his partner opened the place 6 years ago, and it has the most gorgeous location on the Turkey River. If you are seated in the back room, you overlook the Turkey River, the double-arched stone bridge over the river itself. You can see the dam and just have a nice little view of the Italianate-style courthouse of the town. It's a really fun experience, and the dining area is a lot of fun. They've got a lot of history up on the walls. And you can try new stuff like Baharat chicken and cranberry chutney. I thought that looked like a really good one on the menu. Just a lot of Middle Eastern spice blends that you wouldn't normally get when you go to an Iowa town and eat out for dinner.
Well, and it's such a beautiful part of the state, too. I'm sure that there are many other wonderful little adventures you can have if you take it.
There are. And I think Elkader, I could be wrong. Maybe there's a caller that can confirm that for me, that in Elkader, I think that's where Two Mitt Burgers is. And they have like a cult following.
Right.
It's like a, it's almost, I think it's like a, not a, you know, you get a little like a food cart type of thing, and it's seasonal. But I'll have to rely on the listeners if they can confirm that for me, if 2 Minute's still open and operating and still has its rabid fan base.
All right. Yeah. The first thing that came up when I searched for it is from 2008. So it was certainly in El Cater then.
Yeah, but. Yeah. It was a popular place. But that whole area is really beautiful. Take a look around. You go a little bit further. You've got a lot of state parks around there. You've got Pikes Peak. You've got Backbone. The Volga River has a recreation area. I mean, it's just a lot of outdoorsy stuff that you can do. And then there's a lot of fun stuff you can do just in these smaller towns that have really lively town squares and shops.
Well, we may be getting a little bit ahead of ourselves because we're going to talk about festivals in a little while. But while we're talking about food, let's also talk about drinks.
Yes, that's a good idea. Iowa's wine and beer scene is just growing by leaps and bounds. And for travelers, that's such great news because it just gives you one more thing that you can do on the road when you're just out for your driving on the weekends to kind of poke around the state. If you go to iowawineandbeer.com, you can click on Request a Brochure, and you can get a new directory of different wine and beer locations, or 100 wineries, it says. There's 100 wineries and breweries in Iowa, more than 100 wineries and breweries in Iowa, that you can stop at on your road trip and do some tasting, do some purchasing, and just kind of take a look at, you know, the state's newest favorite value-added products.
All right. We were talking about some of the beautiful outdoor destinations a little while ago. You have some great ideas for more like day trips or places to stop when you're on a bigger vacation where you can really get out and enjoy the wilderness.
Yeah, the Iowa State Preserves are kind of a lesser known way to take a look at the landscape. If you there's also a website. We'll get to that shortly. The state preserves are sort of iconic pieces of what Iowa used to look like, landscape examples. And the one that I am the most into in the summer times every year is prairie. Iowa used to be 80% prairie, and it's, you know, obviously significantly less than that. But now I think it's less than even 5% prairie at all in the state, probably much, much less than that. But there are over 25 state preserves that contain prairie, remnants of the original prairie or stuff that's been sort of reseeded. The biggest and most popular of them is the Neil Smith National Wildlife Refuge and Prairie Learning Center in Prairie City. They have 5,600 acres of reconstructed tall grass prairie. And that is one of the largest prairie reconstruction projects that have ever been attempted at all. They have bison and elk on the property. A ton of grassland birds. If you bring your binoculars out, you'll see all sorts of things, butterflies. The learning center is a lot of fun because you get to kind of climb in under a replication of underneath the prairie. They talk about the prairie as being like an ocean where even more action is under the surface than is on top.
Well, it's such a kid-friendly learning center, too.
The right,
kids
right.
can really touch things and feel things. And like the area where they can feel the bison skin and everything. My kids just adore that.
Yeah, and there's a lot of crawling around and looking at cool stuff and getting, you know, you go into a quiet cave-like area. And I think that there's even a cave area that you can look around in that learning center.
Yes.
They also have a really nice gift shop, too. And I picked up a bunch of little wildflower guides that we like to look at and butterfly guides. You can look at the little laminated ones that you can take with you out on the road. If you go to Prairie City, you've got to stop at Goldie's Ice Cream Shop. That's where the Jennifer Mitchell Miller wrote a great piece in the Register about tenderloins. And Goldie's has a fantastic one that also has a pretty rabid following. And I would stop and try that if I were you.
And how's their ice cream?
I think it's pretty awesome. I've been going there since I was a kid, to that location since I was a kid in Colfax. And so you should stop and have a treat after you've been in the blazing sun where there's very few trees on the prairie.
Okay, well, that's another nice thing about the Learning Center. It is air conditioned.
So that's right. Well, the thing about the prairie is, I mean, it can be really hot, sunny, no shade. But, you know, July through September are when you're going to see these just blaze of wildflowers. And so it's worth it to get out there, but wear a hat, wear your sunscreen, bring your camera and be ready to go in and out of the Learning Center to just cool off a little bit.
Well, and that is probably Maybe that's our largest expanse of prairie in Iowa right now. I'm not certain. There may be a larger expanse in the Lus Hills area. But there are a lot of other smaller prairies that have been reconstructed or preserved as well.
There are lots of places you can go see. And these are from John Pearson is the DNR botanist and ecologist, and Brian Button, my editor at Iowa Outdoors, when I sent them a note and said, hey, where are some good prairie spots for me to take a look at in the state this summer? And, you know, of course, then the email box just floods in. These guys just live for this stuff. So here are some of their recommendations. Hayden Prairie is big and high quality. It's located northwest of Cresco in Howard County. It's 240 acres of prairie, plus people can have a picnic lunch nearby at Lidke Mill in Lime Springs. There's another one in southeast Pocahontas County. You can take a look at the prairie there called Calso Prairie. It has small potholes, too, which are just divots in the land that kind of they fill up with water when it's rainy, but it's just kind of a different landscape that the glaciers carved out.
Right. It's the prairie pothole region.
Right, right.
So they used to be all over the place.
Right. And when I was in Clear Lake last week, John Pearson met my family and I up there and took us through Hoffman Prairie. It's in Cerro Gordo County. Prairie potholes there as well. And it's just we were in probably a 25-meter area for an hour just looking at these prairie plants that you just don't find anywhere else, like rattlesnake plant and these sort of unusual flowers that you really just don't, I mean, you don't see in people's manicured gardens. You don't see them in a field. They're in a prairie only, and it's a beautiful, beautiful thing to kind of study closely. Let's see, near you, I think, if you want to go see a prairie charity. Williams Prairie in Johnson County, good bet for Eastern Iowa listeners. It's owned by the Nature Conservancy. That's just northwest of Iowa City. Another Eastern Iowa one is Cedar Hills Sand Prairie, just northwest of Cedar Falls.
All right. And you have another one in Central Iowa, too, right?
Right. Cedar Prairie in Guthrie County. I've been to that one. I want to say that it's near an old cemetery, like an old pioneer cemetery. But that's another just like a little patchwork of prairie grass that you can see the flowers blooming. And it really just is a crazy rainbow of colors in this time of year. And the hotter it gets, it seems the more those prairie plants love it.
Well, and there are lots of other little prairies around the state, too. So if you want to call us and tell us about your favorite prairie, you can do that, too, at 866-780-9100. Tweet us at IPR Talk. You can also send email to talkofiowa@iowapublicradio.org. And in a moment, we are going to talk about festivals all over the state this summer, and I know you have a favorite. So give us a call at 866-780-9100 and tell us all about it. Tell me about Miss Effie's country flowers and garden stuff, Jen.
Hey, you know, when we were on a break earlier, I just got an email from Miss Effie. She's actually having, I think, her 10th anniversary party this weekend on June 24th. What's that, Sunday? Mm-hmm. From 1 to 3, she's having cupcakes to celebrate. Miss Effie's Country Flowers and Garden Stuff in Donahue. Visitors literally just grab a bucket and some clippers, and they stroll through this U-Pick flower farm. And you have a little one-gallon container that if you fill it up, it costs $15. There are ducks on site, and she says that they're her only pesticides. They eat all the bugs that protect the flowers. And the ducks protect the flowers. Tour groups or parties can meet in what she calls the corn zebo, and I think that's just an old corn crib. Let's see, what else does she have? She has a gift shop where she has baked stuff, fresh eggs, dried flowers, hand-spun yarn, and ruffled aprons. This is about 25 minutes northwest of Davenport, and you can check her out online at misseffiesflowers.com. And it just seems like such a fun place to go and just pick your own fresh flowers and just have a nice afternoon. Sounds good picnicking territory to me.
Oh, definitely, definitely. And Bob is on the line from Clive with a prairie suggestion for us. Hi, Bob.
Hi, Charity. Not exactly a prairie suggestion, but at the Jester Park, Polk County Conservation near Granger, they have a wonderful natural playscape, and it's designed specifically for little kids to go out, splash around a little pond. They can play on a fallen tree. There's a tall grass maze they can walk through, and it's right next to a brand new elk and bison exhibit. They've had bison and elk there for a long time, but now there's a overview platform that you can see and a great exhibit that just opened about 3 weeks ago. So it's a great place to take, especially little kids, to kind of get them interested in the outdoors. And they could just you know, they kind of explore on their own. It's really great.
I was just there on Sunday for Father's Day in Jester Park, and it is such a fantastic park. And we just kind of pulled up to one of the picnic areas, and we passed by that natural playscape that you're talking about. It looks beautiful. And the bison and elk exhibit is gorgeous. The fact that you can get so close to these creatures that are being reintroduced, it's just unbelievable. And kids would love that. I didn't know there was a fallen tree in there. I did see all the different shapes and stuff that kids can climb around on, but that's such a great idea.
Bob, thank you so much.
Thanks, Charity.
Thanks a lot for your call. And we'll squeeze in one more call before the break. This is Elmer on the line from Ames. Hi, Elmer.
This is Elmer, yes. And I'm calling from Ames, and I just wanted to second the comments about Elkader and being a fantastic place to go. About 4 years ago, we stayed in a bed and breakfast just outside Elkader called Barn on the Bluff. It's a 100-year-old barn that they've converted, and we had 30 family members there. And then we
wow.
went into Elkader and got acquainted with Shiras. So just take it as a fantastic place.
Oh, well, thank you for that call, Alma. Have a great day.
Thanks.
And you can join our conversation as well at 866-780-9100. You can tweet us at IPR Talk. You can also send email to talkofiowa@iowapublicradio.org. We're going to take a short break, and then we'll get back to our conversation with travel writer Jennifer Wilson about some great destinations in Iowa this summer. This is Talk of Iowa from Iowa Public Radio. It's Talk of Iowa from Iowa Public Radio. I'm Charity Nebbe, and today my guest is travel writer Jennifer Wilson. We're talking about summer destinations in Iowa, and Jennifer Wilson's also an author. You can find out more about her work on her website, jennifer-wilson.com, and you can also find a link to that on our Facebook page. And we're talking in a moment about summer festivals, so get ready to join the conversation on that one. But Nancy wants to weigh in on another great destination before we get into that festival conversation. Nancy on the line from Boone. Hi, Nancy.
Hey, hi, thanks. Great program. Another great destination, go up Interstate 35 from Ames, take Swaledale exit, and go to Rockford, Iowa to the Fossil Park.
Oh, yes.
The kids can run all around and collect fossils, go with a milk jug cut out, wear your sunbonnet, take water, and once you're done, you can go over to the beautiful center that's air-conditioned, use the indoor privies and see all the history, but it's a great place to let kids run off energy and have some fun collecting fossils.
What a great suggestion. Thank you for calling, Nancy.
That place is fantastic. I totally agree. In fact, I was there a few years ago and just could not believe you can go there. Nancy, is this what you did? You went and you got a little bucket and you have the little digging tools and you get to take your fossils with you?
You can take your fossils with you. When I took class fulls of children up there, we just cut milk jugs, cut a hole in a milk jug, and every child took a little screwdriver.
Oh, it's fantastic.
Worked just fine.
It's the Fossil and Prairie Center near Rockford, and it's also got, since we're on the subject, it also has 60 acres of virgin prairie. So you can see or you can kind of dig up some of these critters that used to live here 375 million years ago when Iowa was under a warm, shallow sea. And you can look at the virgin prairie that our land was like about 100 years ago. That's a fantastic recommendation. I even brought in that story, too. So I love that place, and I always I forget to recommend that because it's one of those quiet places that you just, you know, it needs a little bit more word of mouth. So thank you so much.
Thanks a lot for your call, Nancy. And let's move on to talking about summer festivals. There are so many celebrations during the summer months, and we're already in full swing. Let's talk about some of the ones that are coming up.
Hey, can I just say one more thing about the prairies?
Sure.
Maybe I'm just beating prairies to death here. But I had said that John Pearson, the state botanist and ecologist, had taken us through the prairie. You can get experiences like that as well. You can get someone to guide you through the prairie if you're interested. Just, whatever one you're looking at, go to iowaprairienetwork.org. And many of these conservation boards that look over these prairies or look after these prairies can offer you a guided tour through their prairie area. So check that out. It's iowaprairienetwork.org if you want a little tour through that stuff, too.
Well, and it does really help to have an experienced eye the first time you really go and look at a prairie, because there are so many subtle things that you might miss.
That's right. There's nothing like having somebody point it out and say what it is. And you can always get that with a little planning ahead of time.
All right.
Fairs and fests. Of course, the big mama event of the summer, everybody knows and everybody goes, is the Iowa State Fair. You cannot miss the Iowa State Fair. In fact, I had a friend in my very scientific Iowa Festivals Facebook post of Tell Me Your Favorite. He actually said that he teared up when he started writing about the Iowa State Fair and
wow.
how he's going to love it. August 9th through 19th this year, we've got some good music coming. We've got Miranda Lambert, the band Perry, and Journey. With Pat Benatar and Loverboy.
Oh, my goodness.
Yes. Hold on to your pants. This is going to be a great show. There are county fairs all over the place before the Iowa State Fair. I love the county fairs. If you go to a county fair, you really get a feel for what kids are doing in their 4-H clubs, what they're doing on the farms. And it's just a lot of fun to go down and see what everybody's cooking, what everybody's baking. Everybody's sewing.
Especially with little kids, because you get the fair experience and it's not so overwhelming and you don't have to spend the full day there and you don't get quite as tired and hot and sunburned.
Yeah, and they get, they see there's always a parade that goes on as well, and they get to see their friends from school leading livestock around on leads. So you get to see your friends in a different light. I love county fairs. And again,
Do you have a favorite county fair?
Well, Jasper County Fair. I'm from Colfax, so I have to go to the Jasper County Fair, right? It's a great fair. It's right by the livestock barn, so if I wanted to buy a cow for my Sherman Hill home, I could probably do it there. I'd have to look into that ordinance.
I was going to say, maybe backyard chickens are okay, but backyard cows might not be approved.
Really want
yet.
A goat. Could we get Frank County on the line and find out what we can do about that?
That's a whole other show.
Okay. There are 4th of July celebrations all over the state. Iowa does 4th of July very well. I remember when I was a kid going up on the roof of our house and watching all of the different fireworks displays all around the county. My alert reader, Marietta, from Belmont, said that Belmont has the largest ground display of fireworks in the state. Plus, they have a Bill Riley talent surge. So you got to watch that in Belmont.
Well, can I tell you about my favorite 4th of July celebration?
Please do.
And this is a brand new favorite for me because I just moved back to Iowa 2 years ago. And I live south of Iowa City. And Sharon Center is an unincorporated community that used to have a school and everything, but no longer. So it's just a little collection of houses. But every year on the 4th of July, there is a Sharon Center 4th of July parade.
Oh, I love it.
And it is so wonderful. So everyone in the neighborhood or everyone from anywhere can come and be in the parade. You just have to go line up. You don't have to register or anything. And if you go to be in the parade or you watch the parade, there is more candy per capita at that parade than I have ever seen at any other parade. So my kids, of course, just
That's
love it.
That's great. And people, so they haven't chickened out on the candy issue, huh?
Oh, heavens no.
That's good.
Not at all.
That
not
drives
all.
Me berserk. It's like, I didn't come to this parade just for the floats. I want somebody throwing candy at me.
Well, and it's not the bad candy either. It's not just double bubble. They're throwing really good stuff.
It's not just dumb suckers.
Exactly.
This is the real deal.
Exactly. So
well,
that sounds like
a lot of fun.
And then there's a big neighborhood, a neighborhood potluck, too. So it's just wonderful.
It sounds like you live in heaven.
Well, some people say that. I've heard that before.
4th of July in Clear Lake. Not to keep going back to Clear Lake. I'm really hot on Clear Lake this summer. June 29th through July 5th. That's how long they spread it out in Clear Lake.
You just got to keep the 4th of July
They're
going
to just keep on going. And every person I met in Clear Lake was telling me, you just got to come back for 4th of July. We do 4th of July so well. You can cruise on the Lady of the Lake, which I think is a wooden boat that used to operate back in the old times on Clear Lake. But you can do a little cruise on the Lady of the Lake. They have 2 state parks there, of course. They have a midway for 4th of July, carnival, amusement rides, bingo, craft show by the lake, live music at the band shell. And then you get the fireworks over the lake, which is it's so romantic and so lovely. While you're in Clear Lake, I have to mention, you have to hop on over to Mason City and try this new thing. I think it's the only rickshaw tour in the state of Iowa. A guy named Jim Cleven, he's an Iraq War veteran and just an overall great guy. He just started this summer rickshaw tours. It's like a little cart on the back of his bike. It's just It's really cool. And he will pull you around the city, and he talks about the history and architecture of Mason City, which they have all that Frank Lloyd Wright prairie style stuff. It's called River City Tours and Taxi, $20 for an hour. And he even wants to give his phone number out. In every news interview I've seen of him, and here it is, 641-530-2067. How awesome is that? How often can you just call somebody on his home phone and say, hey, I want a rickshaw ride?
How long has he been doing it?
About a month.
Wow.
Yeah, he's just got this sweet little, my kids and I went over it, and he pulled us all around. I mean, I think he's made of steel. And so he just pulled us all around Mason City on the back of the bike. He's got it hooked up with little speakers and his iPod. You listen to music, and he points out, you know, well, this is a Frank Lloyd Wright house. This is the new Frank Lloyd Wright hotel, and it's the only one left in the world, and it's a lot of fun.
Oh, wow. That's fascinating. Let's talk about some of the other festivals coming up in July.
Okay. I like the smaller festivals, too. My friend Eves, who lives in Solon, tells me that Solon Beef Days are fantastic, July 20th to 21st this year. And here's what you need to do, Charity. You need to go there, and you need to compete in the hay bale toss.
That sounds really difficult.
I want to see how you do. I think they have a skillet throw, too, but I'm thinking you for hay bale.
Really? Okay.
Yeah. Don't you have a bunch of chickens?
I do.
And you're off the grid town?
Right. But I don't throw a lot of hay bales.
Okay. Well, practice up. So It's right by Mount Vernon, and that's also a great town to visit. The Lincoln Cafe in particular. If you haven't eaten at the Lincoln Cafe in Mount Vernon, you're really missing some of the best Iowa eating there is, and we get a lot of good eating. I think they just opened a noon wine bar, too.
Right.
So Solon Beef Days. Adele Sweet Corn Festival, August 11th. Here's what they say about it on their website. Used book sale, 5K run, parade, live music, and, quote, unquote, eat lots of corn. I'm so going.
Right?
That sounds
great. There's no better recommendation than that.
I know.
Oh, that's wonderful. If you'd like to share your favorite festival in your neck of the woods, give us a call at 866-780-9100. You can tweet us at IPR Talk. You can also send email to talkofiowa@iowapublicradio.org. And, of course, there are lots of great arts festivals during the summer as well. And a lot of them are very well known. But they're getting big, too.
That's right.
What are some of your favorite arts festivals?
Well, coming up this weekend, we have the Des Moines Arts Festival. It's in Western Gateway Park here in Des Moines. You just got to go to see it. Juried Arts Festival. People from all over the country come here and sell their work. Visual arts, music, film, performing arts, you name it. Absolutely love that festival. And then also in Des Moines, July 6th and 7th is 8035. And that's also in Western Gateway Park. This year, headliners include Death Cab for Cutie. That should be a good show. Abbott Brothers, definitely a good show. Dinosaur Jr., Leftover Salmon, Jason Isbell. There's a lot of good stuff coming at 8035 this year.
We just got an email about a new festival. Sunday, June 24th, bluegrass concert near Coon Rapids at the White Rock Conservancy. Also a great place to camp, hike, and canoe. The concert is free with a goodwill offering for the Conservancy.
So that's great. Do we have any info on who's playing?
Nope. We don't right now, but that's the 24th, so that's just on Sunday.
Okay, that's great. Let's see. We also have, now I have not been to this festival, but I've been hearing lots of murmurs. July 13th and 14th, a little bit crunchier music festival called Camp Euphoria. This band has a big following. Again, I haven't heard them. Euphorchestra? If you've heard of them, let me know. It used to be a big fan appreciation fest for Euphorchestra, and now it's Camp Euphoria. The location in Lone Tree is, it just says on the website, it's at Jerry's Farm.
Okay.
So apparently everybody knows where this place is. But it's a full-blown two-day festival. It has two stages. And my favorite guy to see live in Iowa is playing there. If you haven't seen William Elliott Whitmore live, you've got to drop what you're doing and find him. He's fantastic. He's a guy that's about, I don't know, I think maybe in his 30s. He sounds like he's 104. Just him and his banjo.
And he sounds like he's from the Deep South.
Yeah. And, well, he sounds like he's from Iowa on the river. He lives in Mont Rosa,
yes.
Iowa, in a house, I think, like with his family's lived there for generations. Just a deep, smoky voice. Banjo-playing river guy. He plays all over the world, and he still plays a lot in Iowa. Just love him to death. William Elliott Whitmore, and he'll be at Camp Euphoria July 13 and 14.
This is an email from Gene in Carroll. He says, I grew up in Pennsylvania, and of course there are many more acres of woods, hills, and water that have remained beautiful public land there. But I was so pleased to see what Iowa and Iowans have to offer. My picks for lesser-known areas, Hague County Park on the outskirts of Sac City, small and near the highway with cabins, canoeing, and trails, great for folks who want to do car camping close to the road without too much noise.
Oh, that's great. That's a good one.
All right, let's get back to festivals, and the Iowa City Book Festival is coming up.
Iowa City Book Festival, Saturday and Sunday, July 13th through Friday through Sunday, July 13th through 15th. It's free. Kicks off on Friday with a literary carnival. You're supposed to think country fair and carnival with a literary twist. You know those people who just their idea of a good time is to just read alone in their room, so they're partying on Friday night. On Saturday, authors read at the Old Capitol Senate Chambers, the Siemens Commons, and the Old Capitol Center. So check out the Iowa City Book Festival.
And I heard that Jennifer Wilson will be reading.
Yes, she will be reading. I'll be at a place called Beatology on Sunday from 1 to 3, reading from Running Away to Home.
And I'm really excited about the book festival, too, because I'm going to do a talk with Evelyn Berkby, who did Neighboring on the Air on KMA Radio Southern Iowa for many years. She's got a new book coming out, so I get to do
a
little interview with her.
You know, Iowa has so many authors who are coming out that have great books out right now. I mean, it's the state is really just a good place, I think, to just sort of have a calm life and write a great book. And lots more authors are getting attention. We'll talk about that a little more, I think, for our fall talk, Charity, because there's a Des Moines Book Festival that's coming up, too.
All right. Great. And then let's reach into August for the Bix Beiderbecke.
Yes. Is it that? I thought it was Beiderbecke.
I've always said Beiderbecke.
All right. It's the Bix.
Yeah.
Just for us.
All right.
For our purposes. The Memorial Jazz Festival in Davenport, August 2nd through 5th. Music tours, road race, 8 a.m. on Saturday the 28th. That's beforehand. The Quick Bix is 2 miles. Again, this is the July 28th fun run. I hear a lot of people talking about that. But the Bix itself is just a huge jazz festival for this this jazz icon. And people come from all over the world to listen to the jazz music there. I have not shamefully been.
All right. Well, you know, there's also a great Dixieland component of Sturgis Falls Days in Cedar Falls. And that's coming up very soon. It may even be this coming weekend. But wonderful Dixieland music that you can hear there, and of course in Davenport as well.
Great.
So do you spend, as a travel writer, do you spend your whole summer planning these little trips and taking excursions and doing research?
I do a lot of that kind of stuff, yeah. Somebody was telling me, you go on vacation all the time. I said, no, I go to places and pretend I'm on vacation to see if you would like it. But then I report back to base. So it's my goal this summer to try to figure out a place I can go where I can go on vacation like everybody else does. Like I just sort of arrive somewhere and find something to do that's I don't have it researched down to the tiniest detail before I leave. I'm just going to show up somewhere and have a good time. Maybe there's some suggestions for me out there.
All right. We can do a whole show of that. People
That's
can
great.
Telling you where to go on vacation.
Tell Jennifer Wilson where to go. That's a good idea.
So do you usually get to pick your excursions or does somebody else tell you, I need you to go check that place out?
Well, I do all of the Iowa travel copy for AAA magazine, and they usually have a fairly decent idea of what they want, the topics they want me to cover, but then I usually fill in where they should be. They'll have a couple of ideas, and then I just say, I've been out on the road, and this place works, and that place works. And for Iowa Outdoors, it's Brian usually knows the region that he wants me to visit, or he'll give me 3 options, and we'll go over them together. And that's kind of how it works. It's a group effort.
All right. Well, Jennifer, I hope you'll come back in the fall.
Oh, thank you. I look forward to it.
Jennifer Wilson is a travel writer and author. Her book is called Running Away to Home. And as we just mentioned, she'll be at the Iowa City Book Festival coming up in a couple of weeks. Talk of Iowa is produced by Dennis Reese and Emily Woodbury. Our executive producer is Jeff Schmidt. Technical support from John Pemble in Des Moines today. Podcasting and on-demand audio of Talk of Iowa are available at iowapublicradio.org. You can send us email, talkofiowa@iowapublicradio.org. Our theme music was composed and performed by the River Monks. I'm Charity Nebbe. Tomorrow on the show, how having kids changes the way we eat.